The new anti-vax poster child, Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving, went on Instagram Live on Wednesday to speak for the first time since his team told him he was barred from playing until he got the shot.
You think I really want to lose money? You think I really want to give up on my dream to go after a championship? In order to be on the team, I have to be vaccinated. I chose to be unvaccinated, and that was my choice. This is not a political thing here. This is not about the NBA. This is not about any organization. It's really about my life and what I'm choosing to do.
Irving went on to say more, a lot more, telling fans that he is taking a stance against those who have lost their jobs over vaccine mandates. But then a new development emerged. Irving's anti-vax tirade was somehow compared to, wait for it, oh, just you wait, to the activism of the greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali, with Knicks alum Stephon Marbury saying Ali would be proud. Okay, who's triggered right now? Because I am, for sure, all the way triggered. Triggered Knicks fan right here. Now, I've probably mentioned this before on this show, but Muhammad Ali is, like, literally my personal hero, my favorite athlete of all time. I was obsessed with him in boxing growing up, only to become further captivated by who he was outside the ring, an international icon and lifelong fighter for human rights and equality. Which is why I am going to do my very best to purge this comparison from the internets for good. Kyrie Irving is not the modern-day Muhammad Ali.